You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have got a very special guest in the studio this morning. Kia ora, Mike Chun. How are you today?
Very good, Rachel.
Oh, it's lovely to have you in here. We are talking very specifically about songwriting. Play It Strange is celebrating 20 years, which is a very significant achievement. For the uninitiated, could you explain to us what Play It Strange is all about?
Well, Play It Strange started when it became patently obvious that there was a huge gap between, well, let's say teenagers. We're writing songs, but no one ever heard them. And so we thought, if you stick an infrastructure of a competition, human beings love competition.
They do.
There wouldn't be billions of dollars on lotto every week. So we gave it a go. So 2004 was our first songwriting competition, and we got some beautiful songs. One of them, when we played it, blew all the windows out into the street. Her name was Kimbra.
Wow.
From Hillcrest High School, and the tracks on that first album convinced us that we just had to keep going, and we've now had over 7,500 entries.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
A lot of them have made their way up here to BFM. We've had heaps of Play It Strange bands. You probably heard a lot of them on Fancy New Band. Then some of them go on to record their songs. They end up on the playlist. It's a really special, mode of celebrating and exploring the music that teenagers are writing. I think that's a really crucial thing that I completely agree with, Mike. That there is so much amazing creativity that our rangatahi, are capable of, but giving them spaces to actually be able to celebrate that is a very important part of the process of making sure people feel supported in that. What have been some of your, highlights in 20 years of running this program? That's a big question, I know, but what have been some moments that have really stood out to you or themes that have come up in that time?
Probably the biggest effective theme are the lyrics that they write.
Mm.
Because that's where the healing happens. Can I read you a little email that I got from a father?
I would love to hear that. Yes, please.
Oh, it just happens to be
here. Here's a piece
of
paper you prepared earlier. I love it.
The father's email. Thank you so much for your kind words and encouragement. I'd written to his daughter, who was in the competition. I passed this on to Emmy, and she was very touched by your thoughts and the time you took to write to her. She's been doing more songwriting, and your contests are a great inspiration. 2 years ago today, her mum passed away, and she has been writing stories and songs to heal and honour her mother, and it is working very well for her.
That's pretty amazing. That's a real testimony to...
That is what I find is happening more and more and more, is an understanding by those who mightn't have ever thought of songs as a way to turn your life around.
Yes.
It's happening more and more, especially when it's to do with families.
And I think that that's something that perhaps songwriters who are deeper into their careers sometimes take for granted as well, as that's a method that you use for processing the world. But when you're young and you're trying to find your way and work out who you are and work out what it is you stand for and care about, making a statement, writing a song, that can feel very big. And I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't feel big for other people, but what's it like seeing these songs be performed, Mike? Because that must be a very special experience.
Probably mostly I see them going down in the studio. We don't have a lot of live shows apart from the awards shows, but even they are wonderful. But in the studio, when a girl or a guy is singing, say, about the deep pain they are experiencing because their older brother or sister has gone to university, you might think, well, that's pretty...
That's not just life. That just goes on, yeah.
The song this girl wrote was profoundly moving. And it was all about the fact that her brother was leaving home to go to varsity, and he didn't know how much she adored him. But it all came out when the song comes out. So it's a healing process, especially in communities. It really is powerful.
It really is. Big changes happening at Play It Strange as well. You were stepping down from the CEO role, and you've got the wonderful Steph Brown taking over. This is going to be a big move. How are you feeling about it?
I feel good. I'm going to be creative director, and someone said figurehead. I don't know quite what that means.
We'll put you on a coin, Mike.
They hew me in a stone. But I love the whole creative side. I love going to the studio. I love listening to the songs, you know. Mm. Be interesting to count how many I've actually listened to in toto, but it would be well over 5,000 or 6,000.
I imagine so.
And I'm deeply moved by the increasing sophistication of those songs.
Mm. It's a fascinating process, watching a song be made. And for people who don't, I think, write songs, it feels a little bit like magic. You obviously have a very storied career in music. How do you feel watching young people write? Has it still got that magic for you as well?
Absolutely. I'm not a songwriter, but I've been lucky enough to have been in a couple of bands which did have great songwriters, and really the early Split End stuff, where we weren't being thrown around the world and all that sort of topsy-turvy, sweaty stuff. I would see Phil Judd and Tim Finn together around a kitchen table, and then they'd bring that song to rehearsal at Manfrew Villa, and I would be shocked at where that thing came from.
Mm.
You know, a song like Time for a Change, I don't think it took that long. In fact, Tim hadn't even learnt it by the time we rehearsed it. Yeah, no, the creation of a song is a magical event. It's magic.
And with the celebration tomorrow, what's the deal? What's happening for the 20 years of Play It Strange?
Well, is it a public gig? I suppose if you walked in off the street, you'd go and sit down. But in essence, we've invited everybody who's either played a part or has been in the finals of that kind of thing. The concert chamber holds 431 bottoms. We're hoping to get sort of 350 or late 300s. But we have 8 schools putting on shows. Papatoa High School, Kuiper College, Manu Rewa High School and so on. The ones that have played a strong part, and a lot of that's to do with the head of Department of Music, who, you know, especially, say, Jane Egan in Gisborne Girls High School, who put in every year in the competition around about 60 to 70 songs.
Wow.
I'm sure she stands up. The Lion Foundation Songwriting Competition is open now. Start writing a song today.
I love it.
And it works, you know.
Yeah, it does.
There are so many songs coming out of Gisborne.
Oh, it's exciting. It's a really exciting time, and an amazing time to take stock of all the incredible work that Play It Strange has done for young people and for the music community. Mike, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure, and I hope you have a fantastic time celebrating with the rest of the Play It Strange community tomorrow as well, and we will see you very soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Ka kite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.